I'm sort of a master of distraction. And welcome back to Distraction. We are at episode 61, which means we are getting old. I am proud to announce that I will be third wheeling this episode. I am joined by Jordan, my co-host, and Sabrina. Welcome back on. I'm happy to have both of you on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on too. My second appearance.
Fourth appearance. Like, we've had you in the background like plenty of times, like, yeah, having a couple comments here and there.
That's true. And I did have notes for my wife segment for the first season.
Yes, exactly. First season. Now we're on whatever season two.
But then I became a mom and didn't have enough time to give notes. So
yes, congrats on that. And absolutely. So it keeps you busy. And we had Jordan busy last week too. So Jordan, you had to listen back to last week. How did I do by myself?
Obviously great.
So the two things that I took away from your notes I were reviewing was, one, I had a great beer crack at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring that up here. It was so fantastic. I played it back for Sabrina live, and I was like
five times.
I was like, listen to this. This is more crisp than the one sound effect I have.
I love it. We can use it for another one if we have to. I could just do it again. I'm just a natural at cracking beers. The second one was the quote that I had was, October is for murdering or something like yeah, that.
October's great for murder or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if there's no context behind it, it's not very...
We have to get to next week because yes, it is spook month. What is it? Spooky month? Scary month?
Spooktober?
What is it?
I have no idea. All I know is it's
spooky
pumpkin
season.
It's like pumpkin spice latte month.
No, it's exactly. Wow. Basic. It's spooky. Spooky season. That's what it is.
Spooky season. But it doesn't matter now because this week is Bachelor
Week. Wait, I do have a note to say. Watching Jordan edit Eraser's episode last week was really funny because he totally had FOMO and really enjoyed listening because he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. I
will
love
say that get the debate, though, it was way more mature than the debates I'm used to listening to. So it was kind of a letdown. I expected a little bit more anguish.
No, Owen and Patricia were awesome. Like,
yeah, they were very professional.
They were counterpoint each other in a professional way, which was awesome and made it easy for me as the moderator of the night just to kind of control them in a very easy way. So, like I said,
Tim won, Chris Wallace zero.
Yes, it's Bachelor season now, and episode one just aired. So we're going to go over review, predictions, and some other things that kind of revolve around it. And then we're also going to do some quick news on what's coming soon and what's coming next fall, possibly. But for now, let's get into what we've been watching. So since Sabrina's a guest, she gets to go first. So Sabrina, I'm sure you're paired with Jordan of what you've been watching, but what's been on your list as of lately?
So obviously Bachelorette. Since it's a new season, which we'll talk about later. And then we just started Cobra Kai last night and watched like 8 episodes. And it's one of those things that I feel like is good enough to make me watch more, but also very cheesy. And so sometimes I'm like, why am I watching this? But I do like it. Like, I wanted to finish the first season last night, but it was too late and we had a long day. And then,
it's background TV. Yeah, it's definitely background TV. Like, for me, Real World was a great background TV show for me. I watched Real World, but I never was really watching it in, like, the full aspect of it.
Yes. And then we finished the season finale of Boys. And I, like, Boys, I have a love-hate relationship with. Like, I fall asleep in every episode, but wake up, like, to some, like, gory, like, gross scene. And I'm like, wait, what happened? And so I'm invested enough to know what's going on, but I still fall asleep. And it's just, it's so crazy. Like, that show is just too intense and too much blood and goriness.
Yeah, so like I've only watched the first 3 episodes, and I have a reasoning for this. So Jordan, maybe
this
some of the
season
guests know,
or like in total,
this season two.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that I'm very much a like scammer, I guess, of the internet of like putting things like using my Fire Stick and getting stuff for free and stuff. So my Fire Stick controller broke for some reason, couldn't get to work. So I've been off of Fire Stick for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, where I haven't been able to watch The Boys or Ted Lasso. So I'm way behind. But
you can download an app for your Fire Stick remote on your phone.
That's what I do because I keep losing that damn remote. I've lost it like 4 times.
Okay, well, I know that now. It's too late. I got it working again. We're back to form. So by hopefully next week, I've been watching most of that stuff. Got a busy golf weekend planned, but I will catch up on The Boys and Ted Lasso ASAP.
So The Boys, do you think that it's like too intense or too gory or too vulgar at all? Like,
it's the perfect season? Amount of gory at the right times. Like, there's certain times where you like, especially with the Aquaman guy. I don't know his actual name.
Deep.
But what is his name?
The Deep.
The Deep. So he has so many funny deaths and gory parts where it just like comes out of nowhere and death just follows him around with his sea animals that cracks me up every time it happens. It's just the perfect amount of comedy slash gore that is awesome. Like, the gore is needed for it to be funny sometimes, and they did a perfect job with that.
I think it's shock and awe without just being unnecessary.
It's like uncomfortable for me. Like, they,
it's supposed
it makes
to be uncomfortable,
me,
though.
Like, the things that happen with the oh my god, the one that's the main guy, the blonde haired guy, Homelander. Like, the things that he does, and like, it just is so uncomfortable. It makes me, my skin crawl.
Like with the baby milk and the baby bottles.
Yes. And then the last thing I watched the whole season of was Emily in Paris, which was on Netflix. And it was basically like a Hallmark movie, but in a series. It was good, but also really, really bad. So, like, Jordan, I would never watch it in the same room as Jordan. He would ruin it.
Yeah, that's fair. And Jordan, is there anything that's not on her list that you have on your list?
I know you guys were talking about Woke last week, but I started that up. I think I got through like six episodes. I got pretty far. I'm enjoying it, not like overly enjoying it, but I do like some of the situations that you're put in and some of the different, because it's not just, you know, the main character being woke. It's a lot of the other people going through their own crap that stop and make you think about perspective a little bit. So I thought it was pretty good.
I think Patricia kind of said the same thing you did last week, where it was, she got through a full season. She liked it, but she didn't like love it, where it was like mind blowing. You have to see season two, but she's mentioned like she watched season one and she'll come back for season two most likely. So,
and we love Winnie, and I wanted to like that. So I watched a few episodes of Woke and I wanted to like it. I didn't like that he was talking to the like cartoons. Like, it just makes me like, another thing that just makes me uncomfortable, like these people watching it. Like, I like
cartoons made you uncomfortable?
The fact that he's like doing that and like people are like wondering what's going on. I don't know. Like, it just
you don't like mental health issues.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I just like, it's hard for me to watch.
Okie doke.
Yeah. We'll get into animation later because I have some points on animation in general. But I don't know. I think Woke has got this mixed review portion from at least the show. So I'm still going to watch it at some point.
I think it's one of those shows that's going to get its groove. It just has to strike the right tone.
Fair. Do some study groups, focus groups, whatever it is, and see what the
people
are saying.
But it's got a lot to say. And I think it's doing it in a different way than some of the other shows are.
Yes. So for you guys too, is there any kind of disappointment if you guys watch a show without each other? Like, you watch this without me, I can't believe you. Like, or is it pretty civilized over there?
No, there would definitely be that. Like, if I watched Ted Lasso without her, I'd probably...
It's one of those things. Jordan can tolerate watching something like two times. And so if it's something he really wants to watch, like when Mandalorian was on, he would wake up and be up with Claire every morning. So he would watch that before I would see the episode, but then he'd rewatch it with me. But there are like, there's shows that like, he knows I'm not going to like, so he'll watch without me. Like, if he were trying to watch Breaking Bad or when that was on, like, he would for sure watch that without me because he knows it's something I'm not interested in. And then same thing with me with Emily in Paris. Like, I know Jordan would hate it, so I would never even try to watch it with him.
There you go. That's compromise right there. That's how to get it done. So perfect. So I'll move on to the shows that I've been watching. So like I said, watched Bachelorette this weekend or week, wherever we are. We are right now. I did watch SNL this week, and I think Bill Burr, who was in controversy for jokes that he did, and I don't know what joke it was for, because I think he had a couple that were kind of on the line where if you wear a mask, you're killing your family. Kind of, that was one of the jokes.
Yeah, he missed the point of the masks in one of those jokes. I don't know exactly which one outraged people, but obviously he was trending for a little while because
So I think Bill Burr. Bill Burr took a bigger, so Chris Rock was a stand-up comedian forever, and he's very good, but I think Bill Burr took more of a risk as a stand-up comedian more than Chris Rock did on his first episode, and kind of went there, which I appreciated from a comic standpoint. Obviously, it could get people riled up, but that's Bill Burr's comedy for you. Like, if you haven't seen Bill Burr, that's what he does. So I wasn't surprised at all what Bill Burr did, but I thought that was the best part of his whole SNL episode was the monologue itself, and I think that's where he kind of shines because it's a comedy stand. So
I think the Sam Adams skit was pretty good.
I didn't see the Sam Adams because somewhere I like turned it off for a little bit for a second after like or I was getting stuff done, so I missed that one. But I watched that. But in general, Bill Burr I think is funny. I think the fact that he went there with some of the lines was good for him, kind of thing. So I'm all about it. And then moving on. Amazing Race, I watched. It was episode, it was like season like 40. I don't know what like season they're on. Episode one, I watched it because D'Angelo Williams, a former football player for the Steelers and Panthers, was on the season, and I kind of got into it. Amazing Race is cool. It's a good competition show. Kind of reminds me of The Challenge a little bit at times when they do these things. There actually was an Amazing Race competitor on The Challenge. Fun fact. So, Jordan, watch The Challenge sometime. Maybe you like it.
Nah, it's all right.
Tim, would you ever want to be in on the Amazing Race?
No, I'm terrible at directions. I sometimes I'll need to like Google Maps like something 20 minutes from my house. So if I need to like do a flight to across country somewhere, I'd be terrible at it. So I would love to do the Amazing Race in theory, like around like the suburbs, but I can't do it across country. I would just be terrible at it.
And how about the Challenge? Would you ever want to go on the Challenge?
Yes, I would love the Challenge so much. It'd be so much fun. And I would be bad at it, but these guys who are like the big buff guys on the show are only like 5'8", 5'9". They look bigger on TV than they actually are. So I'm not that intimidated. I would still lose, but it'd be fun to be on the show. So Amazing Race, though, very good show. I stop watching every once in a while. I'll tune in every here and there. But Amazing Race, the good show, good competitive show. You can be good. Doesn't matter your age, your gender. You can be good just because you know your directions, know how to get around or just compete. So, I'm a fan of that show. So, I think that covers it for us, and we're gonna move on to the news. And we have Jordan back to report it for us. So,
and now it's time for news.
Of course, no one can see this news program, so it doesn't really matter what we say.
And we're not talking about Huey Lewis in the news.
But I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
We're talking about facts.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, so a little bit of news this week, kind of dropping here and there and racing around to try to add it all in at the last second. One thing that was a little surprising, I'm going to race through all these like we usually do, and then you guys just tell me if there's something specific you want to talk about. The show Dexter is returning to Showtime for a limited 10-episode series. There is rumors going around that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are returning for Spider-Man 3 to star alongside Tom Holland. Disney releases are moving toward a point of contact and moving away from movie theaters. Potentially, Pixar's Soul will be the second one after Mulan to premiere on Disney Plus instead of getting its theater release. And they did some restructuring internally to better adjust for Disney Plus. Ava DuVernay is getting a Netflix adaptation of the New York Times bestseller Castle. And then we saw a cast on Twitter from the director Adam McKay, who you know from Step Brothers. It is Leo, J-Law, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Matthew Perry, Ariana Grande, Timothy Chalamet, and more. So, a lot to talk about. Tim, what stands out to you?
A lot to talk about. My favorite one on this list is Dexter by 100,000 miles. I love Dexter, and Dexter ended on a terrible, terrible note, and it has been past 8 years, or my 5-year rule, I think it's for spoiler rules. The fact that Dexter went off and did incest and was a lumberjack in Argentina and did all this stuff, and the show completely went off the rails last season and was terrible. That didn't ruin the show. It's still one of my favorite shows of all time, but it's coming back, and I love that, and I think they're going to make amends for what they did to the show last season. So I love Dexter. It's not going to be back till next year, which sucks, fall 2021, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I kind of want to see and I didn't do any digging into this, so that's my own fault. But I want to know who's helming it. Is it the same people that wrote that last season? That's garbage.
I think it's the same director of what I like the team that they worked with. But there has to be some kind of realization after 8 years. Like, you guys fucked this up pretty bad. Like, you guys did a terrible job.
I only watched like the last two seasons with Jordan.
You saw some of the other stuff. You would just turn away as fast as possible.
Like, hated it. Like, if you know anything about me, you know I don't like thrillers. I don't like scary movies. I don't like anything that would make you jump. And that show.
Or uncomfortable.
Like, or uncomfortable. And that show was like all of that, all of the above. Like,
ugh. So, yeah. I wanted to mention, like, because the reason I got into it was my dad, and he showed me I watched it season four, kind of like a halfway through an episode, which season four is one of the best seasons of like any TV show of all time, which is The Trinity Killer.
Yes. I'm trying to think of that season alone was one of the better seasons of any single show.
Yes. John Lithgow.
Yeah.
He dominated the role. That was like that season, like, literally made me cringe, like, be scared, be into it. I all these different emotions. I loved it.
And as Newfound Glory said, it was all downhill from here.
Yeah. So like that season alone is worth watching the whole series for, just because that season was so awesome. Dexter being back, I don't know what they're gonna do and how they're gonna really, you know, place a killer in there, but I think they'll do a good job because they screwed up a lot on the one season. So
I think they'll do a good job because they screwed up a lot. Love it.
The one that stuck out, the news that stuck out to me was quick, the Spider-Man with Toby and Andrew Garfield. That I feel like is going to be interesting in how they.
So I think what they're trying to do is they're mimicking the success of Into the Spider-Verse, and they're doing a live-action version of it. So they bring back these two, and who knows whatever else they'll pull out of it.
I feel like it'll be good. I like that.
They can also it also gives Sony an excuse to use Venom and Tom Holland and all these things in their own thing without messing with the MCU, because they'd be like, no, that's a different universe per se. But then they could kind of cross that.
And then I guess that leads right into the Disney release that they may not do theaters again, and I feel like
you exaggerated when you wrote that.
Oh, well,
they're just changing kind of like they're starting to look at a lot of studios are what is more profitable, and I would love to see what the Mulan numbers are. They might be out. I might have missed them, but they must have had enough success with releasing Mulan right to Disney Plus that they're confident enough that going with that streaming platform is enough to circumvent movie theaters in the future.
Yeah, it just makes me a little sad because I feel like COVID already has destroyed the theater industry. And I personally, I mean, my first job is at a movie theater. I love movie theaters. I also have always wondered how so many people love it though, because I do feel like every time I go, it's just like a place filled with germs, knowing how little we cleaned them.
Yeah.
But it's still like so nostalgic, and I just would hate to see them all, not all, but like a lot of them go out of business and go away.
I mean, you're going to see a lot go away.
Regardless. Yeah. So I tried to look it up really quick. I didn't see anything. They didn't release numbers. It says Disney is very pleased with Mulan, but doesn't release numbers. So yeah, most who knows what that can mean?
That's why Netflix is always like, oh, yeah, a lot of people watched our movie. Well, how much? A lot.
At least 30, yes. Yeah. So I mentioned before that I was going to talk about some animation really quick. So when talking about the release of Toby and Andrew Garfield and stuff, I was talking to my group, my main group chat. I have around like six, it's five people. And we talked about that this new movie and our excitement for it. But I said like, oh, Kyle, my buddy, hasn't seen Spider-Man Into the Universe because he doesn't like cartooned or animation. And then two other people follow up, so they haven't seen that movie at all, Spider-Man Into the Universe, for the fact that they don't like cartoons. I'm like, and it was two against three. I'm like, you have to watch this movie. It's a great soundtrack, great TV, a great movie. The storyline's great. They just refuse to watch it because it's cartoons. And I don't know how to rebuttal that.
Yeah, I was so trying good. To think
it's
of...
like the best Spider-Man there is. And I don't personally like cartoons. Like, it's so good. Like you don't even feel like you're watching a cartoon.
There are cartoons that you've watched and as an adult that you've probably liked. Like if Shrek would have come out last year, you probably would have liked it.
Yeah.
So they're not the same thing, but yeah, I mean, just because of the animation style doesn't necessarily mean it's not good.
I think that when I think cartoons, I think Disney and like typical Disney movies. And I think that Into the Spider-Verse was so good and really made me come out of that, like, every cartoon's a child's movie. Like, I didn't feel like I was watching a cartoon at all when I was watching it.
Okay, you might not like this argument, but ask them if they liked the Lego movie. Because that's the same.
If they haven't seen Spider-Man, they definitely haven't seen the Lego movie.
I'm pretty sure. I hate the Lego movie, so I think that's a horrible argument.
But it's the same directors and writers.
My first reaction, because I know they're my college friends, I said, well, you watch Family Guy, that's animation. They're like, well, Family Guy's really funny. Like,
yeah, like The Simpsons, like all of that, like animation. There you go.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a hard argument, but Spider-Man in the Universe, is it Spider-Man Into the Universe or like
Spider-Verse?
Spider-Verse. Yeah. I knew it was something like that. Sorry about that.
You were close enough not to correct you.
Yeah, people knew what I was talking about. We're all adults here. We can figure it out ourselves. So that's what it is. So I think that's what we needed to cover. So that's, and I'm happy with that for the news.
Ditto.
Can we talk Batch Nation now?
Let's do
it. Yeah.
So this last Tuesday, and it was almost ruined. I don't know, Sabrina or Jordan, how much you followed it, but if the Lakers Heat went to Game 7, the Bachelorette was going to get postponed. Did you know about that?
No.
I did not, and I did not care.
So I knew about this as a fan of both basketball and the Bachelorette. Not really the Bachelorette. It's for work purposes, of course.
Sure.
So, but yeah, sure. So Game 6 was on Sunday, and they said if the Lakers Heat went to Game 7, the Bachelorette would not air on Tuesday. They would find a new date for the air. Luckily, that didn't happen. The Lakers won, and the Bachelorette got the air on time. So we did get an episode this Tuesday, and we're going to kind of –
I feel like they would have been so upset about that because they were already delayed because of COVID, and then to be delayed again would have really sucked.
For basketball, yeah. Of all things, like, obviously they don't want to fight ratings at all, which makes – I totally get it. More shows should do that when they're fighting ratings with different things that are going on in the world. Like, there was a baseball game going on during debates. I'm like, why are they playing baseball? Like, just move the game one day. So it is what it is. So we're going to go over the whole episode for the most part. So if you haven't seen it, you can – either just listen to this and figure it out or
come back later.
Yeah, come back later. So where they started off for the episode was pretty much quarantine COVID, where they're all kind of going through the situation, clarifying up to the Bachelorette, going through the break in COVID, and then they all of a sudden they get to this beautiful resort in wherever they are. I think it was Arizona, it seemed like. And they all get tested for COVID. They're all sitting in their little bunker houses, which are all pretty nice, actually. Get tested for COVID. Once they all get tested and are tested negative, they are now free to
make out with Twitter, any
make out,
they
do whatever they want to. So that was the first 10 minutes of the episode. And then we get into the very luxurious introductions. So Jordan or Sabrina, were there any introduction that stood out to you for their limo entrance or their entrance at all for the episode?
I personally like the one, like, I don't think any of these ones stood out to me besides like the ones that were really dumb. Like the one that was in the straitjacket, like okay, walk up in a straitjacket, but then like why do you have it on the whole night?
Yeah, that was weird.
They always end up getting stuck in the same thing.
Like, yeah, they've done that other times where someone wears a mascot uniform and they wear like literally the mascot uniform the whole night. Like, what? Well,
it worked out for that one girl who wore the dolphin costume the whole time, and she got like famous for it almost. Like, she was like a viral superstar for it, technically.
Yeah, I guess the guy that showed up in a knight in shining armor took that off. But then at the end of the credits, they showed him awkwardly carrying it away.
The actual night. I think I'm talking about Bennett, who was literally pull up in a Rolls Royce.
No, that was like the actual, I would say that
in
one
metal,
like,
armor.
I read some tweet that someone was like comparing him to Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. But I like the ones, like, I think rolling up in like a nice car is fine. I think it's a little extra. Like, I personally just like when they just genuinely introduce themselves.
Well, the funny part was too. I don't remember this from past seasons. I haven't watched every season, but the guys are watching what the other guys are doing the whole time. Like, they're like, "Damn, that guy has a Rolls Royce. Where the hell did he get that from?" Like, and they were surprised that they got these props to actually come in.
Yeah, like someone brought cookies, and they're like, "Oh man, we're not gonna be like, I didn't even bring a snack."
Well, yeah, and like as much as like I think there's one quote like the much as guys don't want drama, they love drama. Like the fact that guys brought food, like they're not here for Claire. If they're bringing popcorn and cookies to their it was a potluck or something like that.
Oh my gosh, I have some like I feel like I have so many opinions about The Bachelor versus The Bachelorette and watching like men get. Like, there's just too much just testosterone in those houses, and they just get so competitive and catty.
Yeah, so you prefer The Bachelor over The Bachelorette?
I think so. I don't know. Like, I think that, like, obviously, the producers pick personalities for a reason because they want good TV. I'm hopeful that this season, I don't know, and I have notes on this a little bit later, but, like, I don't know if it's because of the age factor or if Claire like set a standard for like what she was looking for in men, but I feel like a lot of these men were older and a lot of these men have legit jobs. Like it wasn't just like made up jobs like other seasons. They're like crazy, like dog walker or something like.
Well, I wrote down four jobs that I thought were very interesting to you, so I have some jobs written down for you too. But yeah, I agree. It's about like for entrances in general, it's going back to that really quick. I'm trying to think of the ones I have. One, the future husband by Easy was all right. The dog shirt with Claire's dogs was actually a kind of a cool move.
I thought that was cute. Yeah.
It could be creepy.
I was thinking creepy. I was on the other line.
But, and then weird intro by there's a guy named AJ who was like, I'm not good with introductions. I'm sorry.
And then he squeezed her hands.
Super awkward and like almost like clodder. I'm like, okay, this is weird. But other than that, I think everything was pretty all right. Like it's just basic stuff. Everyone's like, I'm nervous, nice to meet you.
Like, I would love to go back and like hug. And or I'm sure somebody's done it online and see in all the past seasons like who the what the winners first or the first impression of the winners were, like what they their introduction were,
like what do they do. Yeah, that's a good point.
Sometimes I feel like they hide the winner until like later on. They're always like a background character until like the show really develops.
Oh, I disagree.
What do I know, actually?
Well, I guess, maybe someone has that stat for us. Probably not, but you never know. So
you think the front runner comes out early, like a lead horse?
I think a lot of times the like first impression rose is given to somebody in the top three.
That's not what I asked.
Well, that's like a lead runner.
But I said the winner. I feel like sometimes the winner is like the one person that's not so.
Yeah, they do, I guess, purposely like hide a little bit more of their dates or probably their interactions. I'm sure their producers do that.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to mention that, like you said, the spirit of the jobs. So my favorite jobs was one was Kenny, who is from Chicago, actually. I usually cheer for like Illinois guys, but not this guy. He is a boy band manager.
Oh my God, I saw that.
I'm like, what?
I was like, what boy band is from Chicago?
Yeah, like, what? Who is he managing? Like, I kind of want to know that. Like, it might help the band out a lot. We've learned from passing with Hannah that anyone with a musician background might be in there for their own little reasons. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny's boy band's name came up in future episodes to kind of get them some clout. So I'm not a fan of that. And actually, there's another guy who is Tyler, who is, I don't know who it is. It's not the Tattletale Tyler. He's a music manager. So there's a music manager sounds way different than body or boy band manager. So they definitely are phrased differently, but they could be the exact same job.
Yeah, I wonder who like names these. Like, do you think they name them?
Yeah, the producers absolutely. Definitely.
Yes, do absolutely.
It. They're like, oh, we got two music managers. You're a boy band manager.
Yeah, we gotta change it up. Then also, there's Blake M, who is a male grooming specialist, and then there's Zach J, who is a cleaning service owner, which I didn't think was that bad. I was just trying to find
folks. Yeah, I saw the male grooming,
the goofy ones, and not like the aerospace technician.
There was a lot of like engineers, attorneys, lawyers. Like you never see those kinds of careers on these seasons.
Well, these guys are a little older. They got a little more time to get in their careers going.
But they're leaving those jobs for how long?
Well, that could be in quarantine. They're working from
remote while on The Bachelor.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Hang on, I gotta send this email.
Could you imagine like the roast ceremony? Like, oh, like Jay couldn't come. Why? Well, he's
on a Zoom call.
that'd be kind of legit. So it actually was interesting. Claire brought her dog with her the whole time, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think she has both of them. I think she has two dogs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There was one other person that did that. I don't remember which one, but could you imagine leaving your pets? Like, I mean, there's people that leave their kid, I guess, which is worse than leaving your pet. But
I'm all about my children. I left them for 6 months to come on here
and find love. But so then the episode goes on, and I left out one introduction for a reason because I'm sure we'll get into this person as it goes on. But it goes on to find out that Tyler C, another Tyler C, not the handsome model one from two seasons ago, was tattletaling on another guy for DMing girls in Instagram, a copy and paste message. What did you think of that? If you had any opinions on that?
I thought that was that guy was 27, and I feel like it might be just like his maturity level, but I just think that it is so, like, if you've watched any season of Bachelor, you know, like, whatever you know about somebody else, just worry about yourself. Like, if you want to win this and you truly want to make an impression, don't tattle on anybody. Don't create drama. Just keep it in and let that person find out a different way.
The way that that guy acted so shocked, I feel like he had decent intentions, but what the hell did he think was going to happen? I guess he didn't expect that other guy to be so bold.
Yeah,
the guy didn't answer the question really either. He's like, did you do this? We're like, well, I'm here for you, Claire. Like, that's all that matters. So,
I truly don't care for, I didn't, after that happened, like, I automatically, like,
I thought they'd write those guys off.
Like, yeah. I'm like, they're, one of the producers are making them keep one of these just for the drama aspect. But really, like, they're basically, they shouldn't even be on the show anymore because they're just wasting her time.
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair. So that was kind of a not needed.
But it wouldn't be the Bachelor or Bachelorette without dumb drama with something happening at home.
Don't tattle on anyone. So then the episode moves on. I think that's pretty much like the good of it. But then we get to our favorite person in the world, Dale, who has had rumor. I don't know how to go about this.
He got the first impression rose.
So there's rumors that Dale is this the guy that she canceled the show because Dale is just that awesome. She pretty much spoils it from the first second. Like, I think I met my future husband. This guy is amazing. Gives her a first impression rose to this guy. And do you think Dale was all that in a bag of potato chips, Sabrina?
I think that he was genuine. And I think that goes a long way with all of these guys. I question if...
But the teaser says... Dale's not who you think he is.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe he's not. Maybe he has me fooled. But the thing I'm questioning is if they, like, you know how she called out the one guy, Blake, for
how do you remember
contacting her when they're not supposed to?
Yes.
And so, like, I think that, I don't know. Like, I feel like, do you think that her and Dale were talking or had communication before the show started for her to, like, be that...
Ooh, okay. Conspiracy theory.
Full disclosure, we watched Jimmy Kimmel after the fact. She was on Kimmel saying that she was denying like all these rumors, like that didn't happen, like blah, 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 blah. That's not...
Which it is really bold of The Bachelor to like give so many details. Like they usually are all about like keeping stuff hush-hush.
What detail do you think they gave?
But like somebody leaked that Taisha was coming in this season to take over.
I feel like it would be hard to keep a secret. But when she was on Kimmel, she said, when you're sitting in quarantine, you've already kind of got all these guys' names because they were about to like legit... All the guys were already there. And she was about to leave.
Usually the Bachelor or Bachelorette doesn't know any of the people, doesn't know any of their names or anything leading up until the moment they meet them, where she had all of their names and was able to do like research or like look at them up on Instagram.
Kimmel asked like, oh, did you already like figure out who you like? And she goes, no, I didn't do that. But you could kind of tell who was husband material and who wasn't. You knew exactly what you were watching.
Yeah, like to me, she must have already been interested and knew, like, waiting for him to get out of the car and, like, had already a spark in her mind that's who she was, like, smitten with.
You gave a great hug, too, by the way. That was a great hug compared to the other ones. But to go back from the Blake story, Blake was, to give context to it, he meshes Claire during like the time you're not supposed to message anyone because that's against the rules, and just said, "Hey, I hope you're doing well." And she was in a bad spot and helped her out a lot. Just kind of see someone's, you know, looking out for her, which broke the rules. And I guess breaking the rules doesn't mean anything technically because he's still there and they made out because of it. So rules are meant to be broken for that reason, I guess. I don't know. It's the rules don't mean anything, I guess. So whatever. Pretty much, just can't punch anybody. That seems like the only rule.
Yeah,
can't
no rule.
So.
I always feel like it's uncomfortable when guys try to kiss her, and like you can kind of tell that she wasn't really like wanting to kiss them, and that happens every season. Like you know, there's always some people that try to like make a move, and it's not coming from both sides. I always feel like that's really awkward.
Yeah, can be very awkward. On TV or in some real life too. Yeah. Who knows? But yeah, Dale is the onslaught favorite, and honestly, like the lie could honestly, people, the guys in the house probably just be like, "Well, Dale said he's 6'6". He's actually 6'4". Like this is BS." Like
whatever this Dale doesn't think who you think he is. Like I feel like it's gonna be something so tiny and petty, and that it probably is true that they are engaged now and probably really happy. And if that is the case, like I honestly give Claire so much credit for ending the season when she knew she found somebody and not wasting these other people's time and not just like going through with it because that's what you have to do. Like if she leaves because she truly thinks that this is the guy, like good for her for sticking to her gut and just knowing what she wants.
Yeah, I'm all about that too. I think like if you know it's the right guy, like why are you wasting all these other guys' time? Like, hey, this is the guy. Like, sorry guys, like you just weren't there.
And you know he's never gonna question like her intent on their relationship. Like I feel like so many of these couples probably don't work out because they're down to two people and there was a question in this person's mind on if they wanted to be with that other person.
Yeah. But I agree. I think hopefully Claire and Dale end up working out whatever they are. If that even is the case, who knows? It seemed like the teaser had a lot of stuff going on still from her making out with a bunch of guys. So
I didn't watch the teaser, actually.
So there's a lot of stuff still going on in the teaser, actually. So there's a lot more in the season that we just – not just what we picked up in the episode one. But like we said, Tayshia is going to come on later on. And she was big with John Paul Jones for their season of Bachelor in Paradise, which is more my cup of tea.
That's so your cup of tea.
But,
have you seen a lot of the seasons, Tim?
What's up?
Have you seen a lot of the seasons?
Bachelor in Paradise? No, I haven't. Like Bachelor in Paradise caught my eye because it's all the all stars and it seemed more entertaining than the Bachelorette or Bachelor because
it's more easier.
Like Bachelorette and Bachelor seem more predictable, while Bachelor in Paradise seem more anything can happen type of thing where there's more freedom to do and who you want to date with more guys and girls, you know, evenly. So
yeah, and have you seen a lot of the Bachelor and Bachelorette? Like how long have you been watching?
Oh, maybe like a season or two. Like,
oh, okay, just, so pretty much since like the Distraction podcast.
Yeah, so like, when I say I watch it because of this, it's pretty much because I watch it for this, but I actually do enjoy it sometimes. So don't get me wrong, there's some back and forth of me watching it, but I do enjoy watching it sometimes.
Sometimes it's so good to just watch something like reality TV where there's like you can watch it, put it in the background, and you can watch other people's drama, and it just gives you a little joy.
Yeah, I watch trash TV. I'm not afraid to... No, I roll in the trash. So that's totally okay with me. So I guess we can get into the prediction. We kind of cover the most of the episode of what we need to. So predictions on that aspect of for Tayshia, do you think it'll be the same guys in the house? Do you think they're going to change the guys at all?
I don't know. I guess I didn't read up on this very much. So I don't know really. Like, I do think some of the guys will be the same. I don't know if, like, will they limit the amount of people that she's going to have? Like, are they going to pick up, like, where Claire left off with the number? Like, so, like, are they going to be at, like, 15? Are they going to be at 12? And just, like, or start her season over with the full amount of guys again?
I guarantee if the guys got brought back in the house, those same guys probably get eliminated. Because that one guy, AJ, was really weird. There's a couple of weird guys. Tyler's a tattletale from West Virginia. Like, that, they weren't a good cast of people. Usually when you get off the first episode, there's a reason for it. So I don't think they had that much to offer anyway. So
yeah, like, I don't think they'll I don't know. Like, I really don't think they'll bring back people that were eliminated. But I guess I'd be surprised if they did that. I was just wondering, like, if they're just going to throw her in where, like if Claire had, I don't know, like, I don't know what episode Claire ends up deciding that she wants to be with Dale, if that's even the case. Yeah. But, like, let's say that's, like, you know, 11 days in or 14 days in, something like that. Because, like, really, this isn't that long of a period. Like, the whole season doesn't go over that long. It just seems like that long because we're watching it week by week.
True. So, is there any standouts to you that would win The Bachelorette for either Tayshia or for Claire? Like, obviously, minus Dale. Let's just think of who are frontrunners. Who did you like going into episode one? If you remember names. I'm tough with remembering names.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at remembering names too.
You guys have been talking as if you knew it. I
feel like I do think that obviously Blake had good intentions with just checking in on her, even though it's breaking the rules. I think that this first episode they didn't highlight a lot of the men. So there were a couple guys that, like, I really enjoy when they actually, like, ask her questions about herself or, like, what she wants in her future. I can't even remember their names. I feel like Bennett does seem very arrogant, and like he's the Harvard guy. He definitely seems like he's like thinks his poo doesn't stink. It
does stink. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure for Bennett though. Bennett seemed like the most entertaining guy. I don't want him to win. I want him to be in the top three, and like all the guys get mad at him for being like so rich and
yeah, like so. Exactly. But there wasn't really any. I mean, like, they spent so much time on Dale and Yosef. I think that's his name. I don't even remember. Yeah. They spent so much time on those two, basically, that I feel like they kind of took away from the rest of the guys.
Yeah. They got EC involved pretty well.
Oh, too, I did like. I did like EC.
Yeah. He's easy to remember, too. So, I mean, his name's pretty good. So, yeah, it's like EC, Blake, Dale, Yosef, whatever to call them. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still up in the air. I think depending on what the season does, like, Dale's going to win for Claire. Tayshia could be up in the air for anything that can happen. So that's all. I'm trying to think if I'd pick anyone for Tayshia. I'm going to go with EZ just because he's easygoing, nice guy, energetic.
Yeah, like, I wonder if they don't let Tayshia bring in her own guys or, like, anybody new, I just wonder how that would make her feel taking these leftovers.
Well, she has to agree to it, obviously.
John Paul Jones to come back for that season. Let him compete, too. So, yeah, I think that does a lot. So I think we kind of had some extra questions, too, that we wanted to add. So I did want to say – I think we kind of answered them. Do you think the night one of the Bachelor Bachelorette knows who the top contenders are? Okay, we kind of answered that. We kind of know.
I think they do. I think like they after night one, they definitely have people in mind that are like they're attracted to instantly.
Jordan, you agree?
He does. Sure, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not.
Do the producers make the Bachelor or Bachelorette keep people to create drama? We said yes on that as well for the fact of the Tyler C and that one guy who was Instagramming models on Instagram.
I feel like they plant stuff too. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they plant drama.
So I wanted to go back to the other question. Like, when we were, it's like, what episode does like Claire like legit leave? Like, it was a lot longer than I was thinking based on that tease. I thought she was going to be like out quick, but that tease,
I think episode three.
How many episodes are usually in a season?
I have no idea.
Like 50?
It seems like it goes on forever.
I think it's like a 15 episode season, 15 or 20.
Is it like weeks? Like, is that like every episode is 1 week?
I think they make whatever they wanted to, but I would say episode like 5 or 6. Like around 3 is fine too. I think that.
Okay, so maybe I would say like episode 5.
Because that trailer made it seem like she's around a lot longer than I thought.
How do you think they're going to do dates? Like, if with COVID and stuff, like, is it all just like on the resort? Like, they don't go anywhere except for just the resort that they're on? Or like house?
I think it's like the bubble for the NBA where they all tested negative and they are playing basketball in a very competitive physical sport. So, like, but they know they don't have it, so they're still competing that way. I think the dates won't change at all. I think they'll stay in that little bubble of their whatever they have and bring things in. Like, I think they had dodgeball 1 week. I think they're going to bring stuff into that little bubble they have.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because, like, there's sometimes where they, you know, they do the concerts and they go, like, in a plane and, like, go to these, remote places. That would suck if you're on the season and you didn't get to go to, like, all these awesome, like,
But vacations. Man, what would it be like to actually have a realistic bachelorette where they're not like, hey, this could be our lifestyle. Not really.
You go to the same restaurant every 3 days. Like, you've been to this restaurant 4 times. What do you want? You get the same thing, honey. Like, you know what you're going to get. So,
yeah, but like, really, like, they all become Instagram famous anyway. So then they end up making an income off of this entire thing.
Yeah.
That's fine, but it's never that lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. We're going to find out who's not on it for the right reasons, quote unquote.
So Tim, since you're the single one, how would you make your first impression if you were on The Bachelor?
That's a great question.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah, The Bachelorette. I would definitely do something silly because you got to stand out in a humorous way, but I'm over the top. I don't have anything lined up. I would love to just bring my dog with. That'd be cool. I mean, the dog thing is that plays very well. So I bring Baxter with. If that's cool with the people in production. Like, just bring my dog, have her pet my dog. Like, you know, Baxter's cool. And probably have some jokes lined up, some very bad pun jokes. So she'd either laugh or hate me, but that would make sure we got the line right away. So I'm down that for a Baxter like plus bad joke.
Yeah, that seems like something you would do.
Yeah, and then going for the kiss right away when I meet her. Just kidding.
So obviously my next question, would you kiss on the first night? You're 100% yes.
So that's loaded question technically. Yeah. So if the night, like, there was, obviously it's hard in the Bachelor world. Like, the weird part is, like, they have these 2 minute conversations on like a bench, you know, in this little their paradise, and they start making out. I would not probably do that. If I had a legit first date the first night and we had a good time, then yes, I'd go in for the kiss. But sitting on a bench for 2 minutes talking about, you know, I'm family oriented is not going to draw on a kiss for me.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what it is. So, I mean, the situation all depends on it. And if we had enough time to talk and get to know each other and she's very cool, I'm cool.
How would you feel about someone interrupting you and on your one-on-one time with her?
I mean, if I watched a show before, I would say, yeah, this is part of the deal. I get it. So if I never watched a show, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on right now? Like, get out of here. But I watch the show. I know what's going on. I'm like, hey, yeah, take your time. Like, you can't say no, really, because that would make you look like
you would be like that contestant, like that when guys have to watch The Bachelorette, they would be like, I like Tim. I'd hang out with Tim.
Yeah.
I don't care if Tim wins.
Yeah.
But I kind of, he's not bringing a lot of drama, but I could see myself being
there's no entertainment value to my being on the show, but you're not going to go away with the show like, well, he's a nice guy. Like,
sometimes the show just needs that one guy to be like calling out people's bullshit, but just doing it in like a fun way.
They like, always do have like that people was weird. Like that. I think that, like, I love actually watching. So I like watching Who Becomes Friends too. Like, as they start creating, like, you know, like, obviously, like, guys in a house, like, they're going to become friends and figure out who they like to hang out with.
Girls the opposite. The girls all hate each other when they leave. Actually, no. There's the Vanessa Grimaldi and some other girl. Like, I see friendships go for the girls, but it's not easier for the bromances to happen more than the girls, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder legitimately how many times somebody's on the show and they get through, like, 5 meetings with, like, the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, and they're like, yeah, I don't really like this person.
There is like quite a few. I feel like there's probably more than we even like.
Yeah, because like, I feel like I would be in a show like that and I'd be like, she sucks.
Yeah, like I feel The Bachelor and Bachelorette in general, it just like there's a reason so many of these relationships don't work, and it's because of the show. Like, who wants somebody that's like been dating this many men or this many women all at once? And I feel like they should, like...
Then all of your baggage is aired on national TV.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's still such good TV, though.
Is it? It's so long, though. I wish it was an hour long every time. Two hours is so annoying.
That's why I always try to watch it the day after it airs, so I can fast forward through some of it.
Yep, I DVR, too. I, without DVR, I probably wouldn't watch the show, but that's just what it is. So I think we covered it all. I was trying to look up a trivia question for... You and
that's right, we do that.
But the first question was, who is the host of The Bachelor? So that's a dumb question.
Jordan, who's the host?
This is a good one. Let me see if I, if I know the answer.
Stuart doesn't even know who the host is.
Hanson? I mean, you'd win. Like, there's not.
Oh, do you know the answer?
Chris Harrison.
Harrison. Yeah, I would have lost already. I was going to say Hanson. So, all yeah, right, just don't even. Sabrina would win. Sure. I'll give her the spoils.
Okay, fine. So, there's no trivia this week. Or actually, no, there's trivia this week. Okay. One question, and it's whoever's closer gets to get it. I need the month, the day, and the year. And I'm going to have Jordan go second because Sabrina might know more than Jordan this one. What was the first episode ever aired for Bachelor? What day was it?
Oh, gosh. February 14th, 2000. No, sorry, February 12th, 2000.
Okay, Jordan.
I like the guess. I'm gonna say February's a good guess. I'm gonna say March of 2001.
Jordan, you are only 1 year off. It is no. You means you're right. Like you're the closest. So the actual answer is March 25th, 2002. So Sabrina was a month and a year off. Jordan, you are the Bachelor expert. So you get the news,
I mean, like, how old were we in 2002? I was 11.
12.
Yep.
Man, this show's been around a long time.
It really has, and it hasn't changed one bit. So,
it's coming from the guy that's watched 2.5 seasons.
I know what it's about. I
literally remember my mom watching the season with Trista and Ryan.
You got me there.
Yeah, so. I think it was like one of the first seasons. I don't know. They're still married though.
There we go. I mean, yeah, we've had Ash and Tim on for like our Bachelor Talk one time where we talked about the successful relationships out of the show, and there's some, so that's good. I mean, it works out sometimes, so I'm happy for that. So Jordan, you get your first shout outs for that, so let's hear them.
Nice. Shout out to the Little Pumpkins, Vivian and Claire, for some big important weeks. Vivian maybe more so.
I disagree. I think they're both important. So those are my two shout-outs. Three shout-outs for Vivian, Claire, and Brie Larson.
My two shout-outs were Vivian and Claire as well. And I'm so happy that Vivian is a part of the Pumpkin family now. And Claire, that for our little trooper.
Trooper. All right. So, yeah, you guys both got one more. You guys only use two.
Oh, shoot. I'll shout out to my mom who doesn't listen to this.
Jordan,
we have a growing mom's audience, so she should get on board.
Yeah.
Brie Larson, I know you're listening.
Yes, she is.
So whenever you want to go on the Bachelorette, Tim, you know.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Also, thanks for the shout, Tim. I missed it, but thanks for the call out for your birthday. Wish that I won the best one.
In our
big group text, I sent the best happy birthday wish.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I missed it. Like, I didn't see it until like a week later, and I was like, oh, Tim gave me a shout out.
Yes, I'm late on most of my messages too, so that's no big deal at all. So, yeah, I think that covers it all. So I was going to say one more thing, but I forgot what it was going to be. So, like we say every episode, who's getting the rose? Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Guess what? I was secretly an undercover rock star this whole time.
You can subscribe to Distraction anywhere podcasts are found. Make sure you leave a review. Our voiceover guy still isn't getting paid. Wait, I'm not?